We're chatting right now with Quinny from In The House, the cult classics at Event Cinema, looking at some of the best cult films around. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm really, really, really good. Now, you're kicking off a brand new season, aren't you?
We are, and it's huge. So many films, so many awesome cult films.
Are we excited?
Oh,
we excited?
We're very excited.
We're very excited. I was going to quote from Airplane, but then I thought, no, I probably shouldn't.
We're so excited. Season zero this season.
Anthony
again.
In the studio as well. Season zero. Why are we calling it season zero?
Because we can.
that is one of the best answers.
It is. Well, that's In The House, so it's a little bit left of centre. But essentially because we have In The House playing at other states as well, at Marion and Innaloo, Brisbane, and for the first time this season, Newcastle, Katara, and they started a season behind us last time, and it was like season four, but they were season two. So we thought, this time, why don't we just start again and refresh and reboot and start at zero?
We've been taking a leaf out of the DC Comics book and completely resetting our universe, and we're going to do that again next year and probably again the year after that.
I look forward to Infinite Crises at In The House. Oh. That should be really good.
Season 1.25 will be next season.
There's going to be an awesome cover with me walking out of a cinema holding Jabba's dead lifeless body, completely broken and sad. It's going to be amazing.
And of course, that's the thing for people there on the night. It's you and Jabba talking about some of this stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's me, it's Jabba, and Anthony comes in and also quite often has a bit of fun with us, which is great.
We improvise a lot, and I think that's one of the magical qualities of In The House. We do make it up on the run, but Jabba and Quinny do a fantastic review. Often the best of times, sometimes quite comedic, the best of times.
Sometimes a complete mess.
And I think that's what the audience really love, is that impro and just that raw connection as opposed to it being completely scripted.
Well, that's the thing about cult cinema, though, isn't it? It's often stuff that maybe wasn't critically loved at the time, but it's gone on to be beloved, and it's a very personal connection to a lot of cinema for these people. This is stuff they grew up with, or even if they discovered it late, something about it speaks to them, and it is that personal kind of thing.
That's
absolutely
right.
And in a lot of cases, these are films that people may have seen heaps and heaps of times. They probably have it on DVD. They may even have bought it on Blu-ray. But this is that time where you finally get to see it on a big screen the way that it was originally presented, and also with a crowd. And there's something really, really special about sitting there with 300 other people, or 400 or 500 or whatever, who are all laughing at the jokes at the same time, or in some cases going, oh, I never saw that bit.
Wait, was that one meant to be funny? I never realised.
Exactly.
And some of the highlights, and I think last season may have been a good example, Quinn, I know for me, was seeing a lot of parents coming with their children of all ages, like 50-year-old parents come with their 30-year-old children, or like generations of people that haven't seen it, who are bringing their family members with it. I think that's a joy and one of the wonderful things of In The House, that people are doing that. And I think
One of those ones was for Toy Story last time.
Yeah,
where,
that's right.
You know, that's one of those things that now that we've gotten to Toy Story 3, and there are kids who have literally grown up with it and who are now adults, that's something that really brings people together and kind of you get that sort of rush of, oh.
And seeing it in the cinema. For a lot of people, they might not have seen some of this stuff on a big screen since it was actually released.
That's right. Yeah. And it's not just opening the doors and showing the screening. We set up a red carpet event and we meet the people. And we talk to them all before they walk in the cinema.
Fantastic.
And then when they're in the cinema, we're moving around and we're talking to them. People love that connection. So they actually have a voice. They're actually saying, this is why I like it. This is why I don't like it. This is why I'm here. And I think that's the engagement that works really well.
And they also get a bit of a choice into what is going to go into the seasons as well. Like, our first film for the season.
Oh, now, I was deliberately not telling anyone I was going to play a little clip first so we can have a little listen and see if people are going to guess.
Jack Burton and the Pork Chop Express, and I'm talking to whoever's listening out there. Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
Yes, Jack Burton and the Pork Chop Express. Could there be anything more cult classic than Big Trouble in Little China?
Oh, I love it so much.
And, of course, that's kicking off July 22nd, this Friday, George Street Event Cinemas. How did you guys pick that one as the kickoff?
I think, as Jabba said a moment ago, that really was
Quinny.
Yeah, that'd be Quinny.
Oh, Quinny.
I'm Quinny.
Good morning. How are you? We actually put that out to the audience. We have a dedicated Facebook page, and we ask the audience, and they go ballistic. They really throw it out there. And there are so many people in this film that we couldn't refuse but not play it.
You were going to have so many people in acid wash wash jeans and really scoop shoulder singlets.
And we do get those people. They do come in costumes.
Yeah, so. Which we love. It's so good. The thing I love about Big Trouble in Little China is that my favourite video game of all time, Mortal Kombat, totally based on it.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, the lightning gods and the evil wizards and stuff like that. When you see it, you cannot unsee it.
No, you can't. And of course, Lo Pan, one of the great villains.
About time.
But it's good to have these great, really cult classics. But In the House has been doing quite well that we've been able to now bring in some of those big films like The Godfather or The Shining, you know, some of those real cinephile films that are classic in their own right. Whereas at the beginning of In the House, we probably wouldn't have dared to do that. But now there's a palette for it. People are really interested.
Yeah, it's always been about, you know, sort of the films that you love, but at the same time, not necessarily so cult that they are, you know, kind of disappearing down the rabbit hole. Sometimes it's about seeing something that is incredible and being able to watch that on a big screen again. So something like The Godfather, you know, that's an absolute classic of cinema, and it's a wonderful thing to be able to bring that back as well.
Get your own double pass and go and see Big Trouble in Little China on the big screen. Anthony Quinney, thank you so much for chatting today.
Thanks for having us
here. Thank you for having us, Nick.